should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Denise! Thanks for calling, but I can't make it tonight, Angel. $250,000 worth of jewelry is missing. And when that much ice is on the loose, someone is likely to get frozen stiff.
Once again, the adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the double nephew. It's early Sunday morning in New York when Tom Lacey enters his apartment. He clicks on the light, looks around nervously, then walks quickly to the door of the bedroom, goes in, turns on the bedside lamp between the twin beds, tosses a briefcase on his own bed, then turns to the other bed and shakes the shoulder of his pretty girlfriend.
Madison, Madison, wake up. I've got to talk to you.
I'm sleeping.
Do you love me, Madison?
If you want to have sex, push the twin beds together.
But do you love me?
Are we having this conversation again?
Do you?
I don't care if the 1950s puritanical belief system demands we shouldn't live together until we're married. I already agreed to the twin beds. I'm not marrying you.
I've got to know.
Are you drunk?
Look, I'm serious.
So am I. If you're drunk and you didn't bring anything back for me, don't bother pushing the beds together.
Madison, listen to me. I've done something. It's hard to explain.
What time is it anyway? I'm seriously asking. You know I can't read these analog clocks.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? You mean AM, right?
Yes.
Okay, full disclosure, I got totally wasted tonight while you worked late.
Madison, please, I have to say this.
You don't have to wait to be called on, just say it.
I'm gonna have to go away.
You tried to have sex with me when you knew you were gonna break up with me?
No, I'm not breaking up. I want you to go with me. I want you to stick by me. Will you?
Aw, man. Are you asking me to dispose of a body? I mean, I like you, but I don't think we've reached the dispose of a body level of our relationship.
No, not that. I robbed the vault when I closed up last night.
Is that all?
Yeah, I took more than $250,000 worth of jewelry.
Sweet.
I know it was a crazy thing to do, but I blew my top. For 4 years, I've almost been running the firm. And I told you that yesterday I found out Caraway is retiring. You know I've been counting on them making me manager when he quit.
They passed you over for a promotion from one crappy job to another crappy job? So you robbed them?
I was upset. I deserved that job. A wire came from the Forrest family estate in Oregon. Old man Forrest is saying one of his nephews, Ev Forrest, a kid right out of school, never been to New York, doesn't know a thing about the business, he's gonna take over.
Does nepotism seriously surprise you? I was in line to be the head hostess at Applebee's, but my manager brought in his girlfriend instead and asked me to train her.
You're saying I overreacted?
Not at all. I locked her in the walk-in freezer, telling her it was part of the training for working the outdoor patio in winter. She lost enough toes that she couldn't stand anymore and had to quit.
So you got the promotion?
What world are you living in where that story ends with me getting the promotion?
Then you understand why I got sore.
I understand, but I hope you stole enough jewels for us to live on, because my walking off with 3 bags of frozen chicken wings didn't exactly pay the rent.
Yeah, I did. Because, you know, I just said to myself, they don't want me here. Okay, I'll get out. Only I'm taking my share with me. I'm entitled to it.
That's great, but they're gonna know you did it. At Applebee's, everyone knew the cooks were stealing the place blind, so no one noticed the chicken wings were missing.
Well, I didn't stop to think.
So you got a plan?
I don't know. South America or something.
Ooh, how about Cuba? I always wanted to see it in the Ricky Ricardo era.
Sure.
Where's the jewelry?
Right here, in my briefcase.
Let's see it.
Why?
I want to make sure you didn't steal $250,000 worth of cubic zirconia.
Okay. There you are.
Ooh, the those rocks are so hot, you could use them in a lizard's terrarium.
Huh?
What, no reptile humor? It's 3 a.m. and I'm still drunk from last night.
I figured there's always a market to sell them. We'll get what they're worth. We ought to clear somewhere around $100,000.
$100,000? In 1950s money? We could buy Cuba.
So you'll go with me. I have to leave. I can't put the jewelry back. There's a time lock on the vault.
Babaloo!
Are you sure there's nothing? No, that'll be too late. I see. All right, never mind. Goodbye. Madison, I've tried all the lines. No planes until Tuesday. We're sunk.
All right, fine. I'll fly Frontier. But just remember, everything is an add-on with them. So be sure to book seats inside the plane. I'm not riding in that cargo hold again.
It's 10 o'clock already. If we're not out of the country by the time Caraway opens the vault tomorrow, there'll be an alarm out for us, and then we'll never get away.
Yeah, I'm aware. And technically, it's not us, since you were the one who stole the jewels.
I thought we were in this together.
Until such time as I have to save my own skin.
Oh, if we can only get to Miami, then we could cross to Cuba.
I hope you're not suggesting taking a raft to Cuba. I do not want to have to deal with a Coast Guard again.
And once we're there, we can make arrangements. Oh, but the way things are... Oh, how can we...
Will you shut up and let me think?
There's nothing to think! No plane...
Dude, I know! Why don't we go to the airport anyway?
Well, what good is...
There might be a cancellation! This is the 50s! You can still cancel a flight last minute without cancellation fees that cost more than the original ticket.
It's a long shot, but...
Or how about chartering a private plane? Normally, I would say we need to protect the environment, but, like most celebrities who claim to be green, when it's convenient for me, screw the environment.
Yeah, a chartered flight.
So pull it together. You started this. I'll help you get through it, as long as you don't give me a reason to turn you in.
Yeah, sure. Of course, Madison. Now what?
Well, answer it and find out.
Right.
Where do I find these guys?
Yes?
Hello. Are you Thomas Lacey?
That's right.
I'm pleased to know you. I'm Ev Forrest.
Ev Forrest?
I see you're surprised.
Well, we, didn't expect you so soon.
My uncle had a special reason for having me get here today. May I come in?
Well, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
This is my girlfriend, Madison. Dear, I'd like you to meet Mr. Forrest. Ev Forrest. I was just telling you he's going to be the new manager.
This is the guy who took your job?
How do you do? Now, I'd like a word with Mr. Lacey.
Oh, go right ahead. You don't have to worry about Madison.
This is very confidential.
I could keep a secret.
Well...
Okay, I'll tell you a secret first. Tom and I are living together, and we're not married, and it's the 1950s. Scandal!
I see.
Anything you say to me, you can say in front of Madison.
It's about Mr. Caraway. How do you get along with him?
I only met him a couple of times, but he doesn't drink. And I don't trust anyone who doesn't drink.
You met him at a church breakfast.
What? He's never heard of mimosas?
Not made with the sacramental wine.
I was asking Tom how he got along with Mr. Caraway.
My observations are just as valid.
I got along with him so-so. Why?
Well, my uncle's a little concerned about the last few reports he received from Caraway.
Concerned? How?
The figures don't look right.
Ooh, cooking the books? Which my manager at Applebee's did literally. He was trying to call out the cooks, you know, the ones who were robbing from him, by throwing the payroll book on the grill. I met some hunky firemen that night.
Let's just say there are some concerns. With Caraway's resignation, my uncle wants me to look into it. That's why I came right to you. I came up directly from the station. Caraway doesn't know I'm in town.
What can I do?
We'll go down to the firm. I want to look over the books. Today. Before Caraway can find out.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Forrest, but, well, Madison and I were just leaving. We have a date.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to cancel it. This can't wait.
This is his day off! He's not even on the clock! In fact, this entire conversation should be paid.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. In my day, with texting and cell phones, bosses think employees are automatically on call 24/7. Do not try to talk to me about work until I've punched in for my shift.
Mr. Forrest, if you'd only given me some notice...
I couldn't. I'll be frank, Lacey. We suspect Carraway, not you. But we don't know how close you are to him. We didn't want you to warn him.
I see.
After the 4th of July picnic, when Carraway brought coleslaw with raisins, we have no allegiance to him.
That's why I'm going to have to ask both of you, you and your,
live-in girlfriend.
Both of you, to come along with me. I'm awfully sorry to have to do this, but, well, you see how it is.
And, I'm awfully sorry to have to do this.
Dude, Tom!
All right, Madison, come on, let's get out of here.
Time out! You just knocked a man unconscious on our area rug.
He was gonna delay us.
And what do you think is gonna happen when he wakes up?
What?
He'll help himself to tea and biscuits.
Huh?
He'll call the police, Brainiac.
I didn't think. Oh, I've got the jitters. I gotta have a drink.
I hope you're pouring too.
Why did he have to show up today?
Pull it together. We aren't gonna get very far before he wakes up.
Who says he's gonna wake up?
What do you mean?
Here's your drink.
Tom, how drunk do I have to be to hear your answer?
Mr. Forrest would look good in one of your scarves. Don't you think?
You're gonna dress him up like a drag queen?
What?
Where are you going with this?
I'm gonna use a scarf, but he's gonna have to wear it a little too tight for comfort.
Oh my god, I am gonna have to help you dispose of a body!
I can't quit now!
Oh.
No time to argue. He's coming too.
Accessory to murder. Again. Great. You shouldn't have killed him.
What was I supposed to do? Tie him up?
That gets you a lot less jail time.
I didn't see you trying to stop me.
You're right. I think I'm starting to push boundaries in these old-timey radio shows to see just what I could get away with.
Well, first thing, we got a body to dispose of.
Shouldn't be hard. This is New York City.
Maybe somewhere in Central Park?
It's noon on a Sunday. What are we gonna do? Some sort of Weekend at Bernie's charade?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we don't hide the body.
But Madison, tomorrow the robbery will be discovered.
Who's to say you committed the robbery?
It couldn't have been an outside job. There's a burglar alarm and a time-locked vault. Besides, I locked up. I'm the only one who could have done it.
Yeah, I know. You're an idiot. I'm trying to spin this. Who knows you locked up?
Carraway.
Exactly. And what if you say he locked up?
But he didn't.
Oh my god. This is becoming a cautionary tale about being careful who you go on the run from the cops with.
I don't get what you're suggesting.
If you say he locked up, then it's your word against his. And since your boss, what's his name?
Old Man Forrest?
I've had worse nicknames for my bosses, but we're trying to keep the show PG-13. Okay, now that we know Old Man Forrest already suspects Carraway of being a crook, you can pin it on him.
Say, that's right.
Duh.
Oh, still, there'll be an investigation. Our place may be searched.
Well, we're not taking the body back to our apartment. What do you think we're gonna do, stuff him in a closet? Have you not heard of decomposition?
What then?
We can leave him in some alley in Carraway's neighborhood. Yeah, they always talk about criminals sticking close to home. Do you know where he lives?
Yeah.
Okay then. And we could also plant a few of the diamonds where it'll make Carraway look guilty.
You're pretty good at this.
I am, right? I think I'm having a little Thelma and Louise moment here.
So I'll just go into work tomorrow like normal.
Shh. I'm envisioning young Brad Pitt.
Right this way, Mr. Waring.
Thank you, Angel.
So you're Michael Waring, the one they call the Falcon.
I am. And you're James Carraway?
Yes. Very good of you to meet me in my office. Something dreadful has happened. Frightful. I don't know how to... It's just so fantastic.
Why don't you just tell me what's got you so upset? Now, on the phone, you mentioned something about a robbery.
$250,000 worth of jewelry.
That's a lot of ice.
And only two possible suspects. My assistant, Thomas Lacey, and myself. And since I know it's not myself, it must be Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, though it's hard to believe. Been with us for years. Quiet chap. Respectable. The whole thing fantastic.
Yeah, but where do I fit? The police and insurance detectives are on the case.
I want my name cleared. I've been grilled for hours. So is Lacey. Now they're waiting, hoping one of us will crack.
And you think I can speed up the cracking?
Please, Mr. Waring, I am about to retire. I just want some peace.
All right, but I don't know what more I can do. Send for Lacey. I'll talk to him.
Here?
Here.
Very well.
Yes, Mr. Carraway.
Send Mr. Lacey in.
His, lady friend is with him.
Lady friend?
Oh, Lacey has some girl living with him. We've all decided to look the other way.
Interesting. Send her in with him.
The girl? I don't see how that could...
You hired me to crack him, right? Send in the girl.
Have his... the girl come in, too.
Right away, sir.
What do you want, Carraway?
Come in, Lacey. Come in. Good to see you again, Miss,
Standish.
And my name is Mr. Carraway. I'll thank you to remember I'm still in charge until Mr. Forrest arrives.
We were on our way to lunch. Do you want us to pick you up some coleslaw?
Coleslaw?
He likes it with raisins in it. I think he has bowel problems and needs the fiber. The only other explanation is he actually likes the taste.
Who's this?
I'd like you to meet Mr. Waring. Mr. Michael Waring, the Falcon.
You're not the Falcon.
Oh, I'm not?
You're not black?
Am I supposed to be?
According to Marvel Comics, you are. Unless we're in the timeline where the Falcon has already become Captain America. And then what? You took over for the Falcon?
Now, how do you do, sir?
Mr. Waring needs to speak with you, Lacey.
Where are your trained birds?
Clearly, you're confusing me with another Falcon.
Why are you called the Falcon, then?
Actually, there's no real explanation.
Can we just forget he's called the Falcon and get on with this?
You know, Carraway, if you can't handle working with people, you really should retire.
Mr. Carraway. Yes?
Sorry to disturb you, sir, but Mr. Forrest is here.
Good. Send him in.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Forrest? The old man?
Certainly not, Lacey. The nephew, Everett Forrest. You know we're expecting him.
Well, yes, but...
What's the matter with you?
He's just surprised Mr. Forrest is here right now, since we were heading out to lunch. You were expecting him later, right, Tom?
Yeah, later.
Well, your lunch can wait until later.
I thought I was supposed to speak with Mr. Lacey.
Later! Later!
Right this way, Mr. Forrest. Is there anything I can get for you? I know everything about this place. Been working here for 15 years.
Stop trying to butter him up, Miss Pierce. If he wants to keep you on, he will.
I'm also quite good at handling temperamental temperaments.
Hello, Mr. Forrest. Come in.
Thank you.
It's not the old man.
This guy gives young Brad Pitt a run for his money.
What do we do, Madison?
It's not like you could say, this dude's a fake. I know, because I killed the real Everett Forrest.
And now Carraway brought in that Michael Waring.
The Falcon. Yeah, just in case, close the windows.
The windows?
There could be trained pigeons out on the ledge eavesdropping on our conversation.
Oh, okay.
I say we sit tight and wait this out. That always works for people during hurricanes.
But we've got to expose him.
How can we expose him without exposing us? I mean, I've exposed myself many times and ended up arrested, but under those circumstances, I was always let off with a warning. And several phone numbers.
If we could only get the old man here face to face with this figure.
There you go! Old man Forrest! The dead nephew doesn't matter. The robbery does.
What do you mean?
If you were an old white dude who owned a jewelry firm, what do you think elicits a bigger response? Oh, my sister's kid is dead. Or... oh, I've been robbed of $250,000.
I see your point.
You don't get to be a captain of industry giving a damn about your family.
But how does that help us?
Hello? Forrest already suspects Carraway. When he hears about the robbery, he'll confirm with the cops it was Carraway, not you.
The old man can't be reached. He's away on a duck hunting trip.
See? That's what the Falcon should be focused on. Training a flock of ducks to attack hunters. Slowly pecking them to death with their rounded bills, smacking them with their little webbed feet. Yes, a slow, agonizing death.
Madison?
So now we wait.
But it's getting me. What's this faker up to? What does he want? What does he hope to gain by impersonating young Forrest?
Dude, you need to work on your anxiety.
Wait a minute. I know. He must know about the murder. Sure. Otherwise, how could he know the real nephew wouldn't show up?
Hang on. I think I got some Xanax in my purse.
Yeah, that's it. He knows. And this is a subtle form of blackmail. His way of telling me he knows. Soon he'll be coming to me direct. Madison, what am I going to do?
Here, take this.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. Those were my knockout pills. Meh.
Hello?
Mr. Waring, this is Carraway. I'm in jail. Imagine, in jail!
How come they jugged you?
Because they're idiots, that's why. They should know it's a plant.
What's a plant?
The diamond.
What diamond?
In my car!
Oh, there were diamonds in your car.
Yes, Lacey must have put them there.
There's some jealousy from Lacey, huh? With Forrest coming in to take your job?
I suppose, but it's not like I had anything to do with who filled my position.
No, but you're a really convenient patsy.
Are you coming down here to bail me out?
I'm going to visit Lacey so I can get you sprung without bail putting a dent in my wallet.
Yeah?
Hello, Miss Standish. Good to see you again.
I never feed ducks bread. I know it's bad for them.
Glad to hear it. Is your boyfriend in?
Nope.
Do you mind if I come in and wait?
You show up unannounced. He's not here. So then you want to come in and wait? What am I supposed to do? Serve you coffee and a Sara Lee cake and entertain you until he gets back?
Well, I've come all the way across town.
Yeah, phone first.
Please.
I'm not letting you in. Period. End of sentence. End of chapter! End of volume! The library's closed!
Can you keep me out?
Pardon me?
I need to speak to Lacey.
And you're gonna what? Force your way in here? I have a gun, and I will stand your ground law on you so fast!
I believe you on that, but I don't believe you're alone. Unless you smoke cigars, the room appears to have fresh smoke.
What makes you think I don't smoke cigars?
It's not common for women to smoke cigars.
I'm also living in sin with my boyfriend, so bring on the vices.
I see. Well, I won't press the point, Angel. If Lacey doesn't want to see me...
I don't know if he wants to see you or not. He's not here. Should I just loop myself? He's not here. He's not here. He's not here.
All right, then. Just tell him I know how the stones got in Carraway's car.
Okay. What does that even mean?
The stones in Carraway's car. Hadn't you heard?
No. Might you elaborate?
Just ask your boyfriend. I'm sure he knows all about it. And so do I. Good night, Miss Standish.
Yeah, whatever.
Madison, who was it?
The Falcon.
What did he want?
You.
But why?
He wanted you to sign a petition to save the spotted owl.
What?
Which actually is a good idea. Since it's the 1950s, we might be able to keep their population up before they become endangered.
What?
Bird brain, he's on to you.
Oh no, what does he know?
Everything. And thanks a lot for smoking that stupid cigar in here. It almost blew your cover.
Sorry.
And I thought we agreed, no smoking in the apartment.
I'm nervous. I'm no good at this sort of thing.
Yeah, you've clearly been in over your head since you stole the jewels.
Do you think Waring knows about Forrest?
Probably.
There's only one thing to do. I'm gonna give myself up.
The hell you are? Put down that phone!
But Madison...
I said put it down! Are you insane? It's the 50s! New York still has the death penalty!
But what can we do?
We're gonna get away.
But Madison, there isn't a chance.
Yes there is. I got a plan. Now go on, start packing. And take the gun. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Where to?
Out! Who are you, my mom? I don't have to tell you everything I'm doing.
I was just hungry and thought maybe you'd pick something up for dinner.
Oh. Chinese okay? this is Madison Standish.
Oh, not Little Miss Sunshine.
Is that commentary on my attitude from the dude who was trying to force his way into my apartment?
How may I help you, Miss Standish?
Tom's home now, so you could come back over and see him.
You gave him my message?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
To come over. Look, I'm calling you from a phone booth. Can we wrap this up before I contract typhoid from the receiver?
Is that all he said?
He says he doesn't know anything about the diamonds in Carraway's car.
Diamonds? Did I say they were diamonds?
Stones, whatever. I don't know your 50s jargon. It still takes me half an hour to put on this 50s underwear.
You're calling from a payphone? Why aren't you calling from your apartment?
Are you coming over, or do you prefer to do it when you're not invited?
All right, Miss Standish. I'm on my way.
It's all set. There's a cab driver waiting for us to come down.
You mean you gave him money to hold the taxi?
Money? Okay, hopefully there's a cab driver waiting for us to come down.
Then we're going right now?
Yeah.
Where's the Chinese food?
What?
You said you were going to bring back Chinese food.
You robbed $250,000 worth of jewelry and killed a man. And you want to stop to eat Chinese? Confucius says you're an idiot.
All right, let's go.
In a minute.
In a minute? I thought you were rushing us out the door.
I have to make sure you got all of my toiletries.
I dedicated an entire suitcase to your toiletries.
Still, I need to check. Oh, there's someone at the door.
Who's that?
No clue. Who is it?
Mike Waring.
Waring? What's he want?
Oh no, this spoils everything. Unless, where's your gun?
You told me to pack it.
No, I didn't. I told you to get it ready for when we left.
Which I thought meant you wanted me to pack it.
Ugh, do you remember where you packed it?
In with your toiletries.
My toiletries? Who packs a gun with toothbrushes?
Hey, remember me? I'm waiting.
Here's the gun. There's only one thing to do. We gotta shoot our way out of here.
Oh no, Madison.
He's already trying to force his way in here. It'll be self-defense. I'll throw the door open and you shoot.
No, I can't.
If you shoot fast enough, Waring will never have the time to get his gun out.
It's getting awfully lonely in the hallway.
All right, keep your pants on. Now you do what I tell you. As soon as I open the door, shoot. Then it's Cuba, here we come. Ready?
I'll try.
There is no try, only do. Here we go. Damn it!
Close the door, Madison, close it! He jumped back. Now he'll send for the police.
We still have one option left.
What's that?
You're gonna have to commit suicide.
What?
You saw we were trapped, so you turned the gun on yourself.
No. Madison, wait!
Don't try to kill your boyfriend, Miss Standish. Anything happens to him, we'll know you did it.
He heard you!
There must be a trained pigeon in here!
No, the walls are just really thin. Come on, open the door again. And this time, come out slowly, both of you, with your hands up.
I am like Thelma and Louise! Do I surrender to impossible odds, or keep going and die on my own terms?
I don't want to die!
This isn't about you!
When the police get here, they'll drive you out. Now hurry up!
Oh, you're so good at figuring things out! What are you going to do now, Madison?
I guess I'm at the mercy of OTR.
Fantastic, Waring! Just fantastic! To think Lacey and his girlfriend would go to such lengths.
Well, once they got rolling, there was no stopping. Especially when they were given what looked like a sure chance to frame you.
Indeed. Has the body been recovered?
Yeah. Forrest identified it as his chauffeur.
His chauffeur?
That's right. You see, the fella knew Forrest was expected, so he beat him to New York and tried to trick Lacey into letting him into the building.
Oh.
That would get him past the burglar alarm. Then he could knock out Lacey and either blow the lock on the vault or wait until the next day when the time lock went off.
But instead got killed for his troubles.
Yeah, because the story about old Forrest suspecting you of monkey shines fit in too well with Lacey's plans.
Yes, I see.
But Lacey never had the temperament for all this. I believe he would have turned himself in if it weren't for his girlfriend.
Miss Standish? Could she be so devilish?
She lured Lacey into a gunfight with me so that I'd kill him for her. Then when that backfired, she tried to get Lacey to commit suicide.
I bet Lacey wishes he'd never gotten mixed up with the likes of her.
Yep. I knew something was up when she called me to come over, but used a payphone rather than the phone in their apartment.
So what's happened to them?
Lacey's going to be locked up for a very long time.
And the girl? Madison?
That's the strange bit. She sort of vanished while in custody. One minute she was in the county lockup, and the next, no one had seen hide nor hair of her.
Oh no, she escaped?
Well, I wouldn't worry too much. Women like Madison Standish always get what's coming to them.
Madison? Oh, Madison! Your alarm's going off. It's time to wake up.
I'm sleeping.
Come along, dear. You'll be late for school.
10 more minutes.
But you don't want to be late for your first day.
I've been late lots of times. They'll get over it.
That might be well and good for the students, but not for the teacher.
What are you talking about, Mom?
Mom? Oh, my. It's Mrs. Davis, your landlady. And today is your first day as a substitute English teacher at Madison High School.
What?
Funny how you have the same name as the school. Must be destiny.
What are you talking about? Teaching.
You're the substitute teacher for our Miss Brooks.
The Falcon, also called The Adventures of the Falcon, featured the freelance private investigator Michael Waring, originated in the 1936 novel The Falcon's Prey. In 1941, RKO Pictures launched a series of Falcon films based on a different character from a different author. The popularity of those films prompted NBC to release The Falcon radio series in 1943 based on the Waring Falcon, which led to their own films in the late 1940s and eventually a TV series. The radio series ran until 1954 and, fun fact, was used by NBC to play opposite The Jack Benny Show as the one series that could compete with Jack Benny for audience. Hey everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. I want to give a big shout out to Victor and Tori Hill, who recommended the show The Falcon to me. You guys, seriously, there are 3 decades worth of OTR shows. I definitely haven't heard them all, so I super appreciate it when you recommend your faves to me. And to the Victor's Hill, thank you. I really enjoyed The Falcon. If you have a show you want to suggest, email me at madisonontheair@gmail.com. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Steve Jun appeared as Tom Lacey, and Tom O'Connor appeared as the Falcon. Other actors in the cast were Scott R. McKinley as Caraway, A.J. Fidalgo as the phony Ev Forrest, Sharon Gruenwald as Miss Pierce, Julie Hoverson as Mrs. Davis, and Pete Lutz as the opening announcer.